Now we know that we are saved by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, to be saved means to be salvaged. We are salvaged by grace. Make no mistake about it. Nobody gets into the kingdom of God but by grace, and by grace alone. The grace of God in salvation is the unmerited activity of God in me, delivering me from all known sin and making me like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now.
You see, if we're wrong about grace, then we are wrong about the gospel. And if we are wrong about the gospel, we are wrong about everything. Grace does not cover, grace cleanses. The blood of Jesus does not whitewash, it washes white. Grace is the active, dynamic influence of God working, doing in you and I what we could not do.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear.
Grace is the power to do God's will with joy. Grace is the unmerited activity of God delivering inside us, delivering us from sin at conversion, and making us righteous, making us like the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is not a cover-up, but grace is the unmerited activity of God in us, delivering us from sin if we respond. And sanctification makes us more like the Lord Jesus Christ, progressively and all the time. And this grace is available for you. This grace is the true grace that saves.
And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's grace than when we'd first begun.
First be God.